Now, I have got three people across from me that I'm really excited to have here. One is Tom Baker from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Larry.
And how are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for still having the show going on, even though the weather's a little inclement out there. We're happy to be with you and very impressed that our match got here today in this weather.
And let's meet them. We first have Ellie. Hello.
Hi.
And Elena is your full name. You mm-hmm. are playing the part of the little sister today. How old are you?
I'm 11.
Well, it's so nice to meet you. Where do you go to school?
I go to Colfax.
Oh, I love it there. Is there anybody you would like to say hello to this morning who is tuned in maybe?
I told my friends about this, so hi if you're there, and hi, Mom.
I'm sure they're there. do you want to mention any friends by name?
Jaden De La Rosa is my best friend.
Oh. Who's that again?
Jaden De La Rosa.
What do you think makes a good friend?
Kindness and loyalty and always being there for you, which she is.
Oh, that's, that's terrific. Nice. And then we have your big sister, Jules. Jules, it's Panian. Do I have that right?
Yes.
And tell me about yourself.
Hi. I spend time working at the Carnegie Hero Fund Commission. It's a nonprofit that gives medals and money to civilian heroes, and hanging out with Elena is my favorite activity.
That's great. I've always admired that program. How long have the two of you been together?
Since April.
So you're relatively new. It's about 7 or 8 months. You're still celebrating firsts, like a first holiday season, mm-hmm. a first Thanksgiving. Together, a first New Year's. Who else is in your family, Ellie?
I have my mom, and I have an older brother, and I have a bunch of cousins and a bunch of aunts and uncles, mainly on my dad's side.
So, Jules is your first sister.
Yeah.
So, what's it like to have a sister? What do you do together?
I love having an older, a big sister, and what the first thing we did together is we went to Color Me Mine and we painted pottery, and we see a bunch of cool movies, and a few weeks ago, we saw the Overlays light show.
That's supposed to be beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It was fun, and we cook together a lot, and we've made like lasagna and pie and ice cream that turned into a milkshake because it didn't really turn out that well, but it was still good.
It was homemade ice cream?
Yeah.
With a crank, or did it have a motor, or did you have to use your arm?
It has a motor.
Oh, motor.
But those are, and it does sometimes come out kind of milkshakey, but it can be very good. Mm-hmm. What flavor did you make?
Strawberry basil.
Strawberry basil? Wow.
She chose.
How was it?
Delicious.
Yeah, that's actually kind of a nice flavor combination. You can try bacon ice cream sometime, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, she's no bites in there. So you mentioned liking to cook and lasagna and baking. Is that something you liked already, or is that something Jules introduced?
I liked it already, but I'm kind of a beginner, and she's teaching me.
That's terrific. Jules, how has your life changed having a little sister?
Oh, my life has changed a lot. I think in the beginning I wasn't expecting to be so attached, you know? I mean, I'm constantly like worrying about her and wondering what she's doing and making sure she's okay. And then as our friendship grew and developed, I think she's made me a lot braver because I want to be a good example for her. And so a lot of times when I think about tough decisions, I think, like, what do I want Ellie to take from this? So in that way, like, my life has changed tremendously.
That's terrific to hear that. Now, what part of Pittsburgh do you live in?
I live out in North Versailles.
So you're in, Ellie, I'm guessing you live in Squirrel Hill. So you're getting to know the city better.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
And I'm not from here, so actually I've gotten a lot better at driving and like learning where things are because we go places a lot. So that's been really helpful.
I'm not from here either.
Where are you from?
I was born in Ohio, and then I moved to Pittsburgh when we were 8 because my mom's job was in here, and she worked a 12-hour shift, so we never got to see her. So we just wanted to see her more, so we moved.
What does your mom do?
She works at Intertech Security. I believe she's an IT manager.
So those would be long shifts, I bet. What town in Ohio did you live in?
We lived in Youngstown, Ohio.
Oh, I have family in Poland and in Canfield, Ohio. And I was just with them yesterday. So Youngstown is very close to both of those places.
And I actually had some family in Canfield, too, like so. Yeah.
I'm trying to think if, no, I have some cousins, or actually they're grand-nephews and nieces, but one would be younger than you, and the others are older than you, the Cerneka family. And I think the youngest Cerneka is 13, which would be older than you, just a little bit older than you. Have you thought about at Pittsburgh Colfax? I hope you like it there. It's a great school.
Yeah, I really like it there.
I'm glad. What subjects do you like?
I like social studies. I like reading, and mainly in reading class. I like the writing part of our like English class. And also math can be kind of fun too.
That's great. What kinds of things do you like to write? I mean, do you like poetry or papers?
I like, sometimes it's fun to write reports, and I also like to write stories. But like poetry isn't really my thing, but I can do that sometimes.
When you write stories, do you make them up, or are they about things that really happened?
Both.
Very, that's cool. I have a question for you that... something we've been thinking of doing. Now, if you wrote a story and you were proud of it, you could come and read it on the radio. That's one thing we could do. Another thing we could do is you could send it to us, and we would give it to somebody your age from another school and have them read it out loud on the radio, and you would hear them read it. Would you like to do either of those sometime?
Yeah.
What do you think of the second idea? That's something we've never done before.
That sounds interesting. So I could like see how another person reads my thing. Because like whenever I read my stuff, I like know how I want it to be said, but I want to see like the other person's point of view.
Yeah. One reason we were thinking of doing that too, what they would learn your point of view, but also sometimes kids that you strike me as somebody that, in addition to liking to write, you would be totally comfortable with reading your work out loud on the radio.
Yeah.
But I think there's some kids that write that might not want to read it out loud, and that would be a way to help make that happen too.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you for that marketplace feedback. We've been trying to
research.
Yes. I would like to start a program next year where we begin to do things like that. Can you remember what it was like when the two of you first met, Ellie? Getting ready, were you nervous? Or?
I was a little nervous, but when we started talking, I was super happy and excited because, like, she's just the older version of me.
You two kind of look, you two sort of look like sisters. How about, what was it like for you?
I was so nervous. I just really wanted you to like me. But, you know, I can't say enough for the Big Brothers Big Sisters matching system because we really are a perfect match. We have so many similar interests and, you know, there's never been an awkward or a moment where we don't know what to say. It's always just been a great, great match. So we're very lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, you two really do seem well suited. And Tom, you get to see so many different examples of matches.
I think to Jules' point too, I've been at Big for 15 years, but I've been working here for 8. And before I started working at Big Brothers Big Sisters, I always thought that organizations like ours just pulled randomly two names out of a hat. But it really is strategic based on the interest of the child and then also the hobbies and the things that the adult mentor is interested in as well. So it's really strategic based on those shared interests, and that's how you end up being great like Ellie and Jules.
Ellie, have you given any thought to what you want to do when you're older?
I want to be a CEO of a company.
You have given thoughts. Would you like to be CEO of SLB?
Because that'd be fun.
I'd like to. I need a succession plan.
She's your succession plan.
You're it, because I think you'd be very good at doing this. What makes you interested in being a CEO?
Well, I'm really good at organizing, and I like to organize, so I would want a job that's, like, big like that, where they're, like, I'd always, be planning and, like, because I like to plan. And then I started watching the show Undercover Boss, and then that just got me way more into it, and then I, like...
Did you see Pittsburgh's mayor on that show, the mayor of Pittsburgh?
Yeah, Bill Peduto.
I only saw it on Netflix, so it's like all the old episodes because we don't really have cable.
Yeah, he'll come about, I think it was last season. It might have been this season. He played a Department of Public Works employee and was on a garbage. The mayor of Pittsburgh, Bill Peduto, who's probably listening right now. If he's if he's listening to the radio, he's listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. He's normally clean shaven like Tom. He had a beard and long hair, and he was on that show and fooled a few people. Fooled just about everybody. I think you'd be very good. So you are good at juggling a lot of things at the same time.
Yeah.
At multitasking. Well, that's great. Well, I have some presents for you as I hit my own microphone in excitement. I have a radio broadcasting patch.
Cool.
And I think we need to give one to Jules, too.
Oh, thank you.
So you can match.
That's a nice
cool
match, yeah.
And I have a Youth Express. I have all sorts of things in my drawer of fun here. I have a Youth Express tattoo. And if you want to have matching tattoos, we'll get one for Jules, too.
We have done that before.
I have some Saturday Light Brigade bumper stickers. And then I have this pass to the Children's Museum, which you can use to visit today or at another time. And there's stuff to do, including, have you been here before to the museum?
Yes.
So you know what it's like. Mm-hmm. And you can look around if today or come back on another day.
These two have an ambitious agenda for today, too. I think they're going skating downtown.
Woo.
It sounded like there was going to be some movies maybe involved, also some cook. I mean, it's an aggressive
Saturday. It's a full day.
Yeah, but that's good. Keep your Saturdays busy together. That's very nice.
And, you know, since Ellie's good at multitasking, I have two pencils, official Saturday Light Brigade pencils, which are unsharpened for your convenience. So you don't have to worry about any troubles.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anything else you want to say?
I have two kittens.
I love cats. What are their names?
Well, I have 4 cats total and then one dog.
So you have two cats, 2 kittens, and a dog?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's a crowded house.
What's your dog's name?
Percy.
And what kind of dog is Percy?
A white lab.
Ooh. And then let's talk about your cats. Who are they? What are their names?
I have the cats. We got them a few years ago when they were kittens, and now they're like all big, and we feed them. And like they were like the ones who don't really got fed a lot, like so we feed them a lot. And so now they're like all big and healthy. We have one girl, Rosie, and then a boy, Biscotti. They're both tabby cats.
Mm-hmm.
The cat's name's Biscotti?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's a nice name for a cat. Tabbies have the M, right, on their forehead?
Yeah.
And then your two kittens, what are their names?
There's a mama kitten who gave birth to little kittens like when she was still a kitten. And then I have a little baby kitten. And So my cousins had them, and they were giving away the kittens, and I wanted to get the smallest little kitten for Donnie Kitten, named after my dad.
Aww.
And they surprised me with two kittens, so I got the Mommy and the Donnie Kitten.
Wow. You must love cats. Now, do you have to have four different litter boxes?
I have two different. One the big cats share, and one the little cats share. And because I'm fully responsible for them, I have food, water, even the litter box in my room. And I have all their toys, too.
That CEO thing that you were talking about, I think you're probably overqualified.
I think I've been on this show a couple times, Larry, with you guys and Ricky and everyone, and I've never seen somebody as radio ready, I think, as Ellie is.
It's pretty
ready for life. Yeah. I will say, Ellie, though, Larry and Jules and I can attest that there's also good CEO and executive director jobs in the nonprofit world. So if you ever want to work with a group that does good for the community, we'd love to have you in that world too. So you could be our succession plan in this nonprofit world.
You can take over for me.
Yeah.
You can do everything.
Yeah.
And I have trouble taking care of Gracie, our one cat. and here you are managing five animals, not to mention.
Plus my brother.
And what's
You're
his name?
Will.
How old is he?
He's 2 years older than me. He's 13.
Does he have his own litter box?
No.
Where does he go to school?
He is in eighth grade, and so he still goes to Colfax with me, kindergarten through eighth grade. But next year, he'll be going to Alderdice.
He's not going to yell at me for the litter box joke, is he?
He's a jokester.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah. Ellie and Will will be going to my alma mater, actually, Alderdice, class of 97. And we have our 20th. We were talking about reunions before we went on the air with Larry. So, Ellie, I'm very proud to have you as a fellow dragon in the future, Alderdice Dragons.
Yeah.
Be good.
That's an awesome
mascot. It's so nice to meet you and Jules tonight. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from San Diego.
Oh, what brought you here?
Well, I went to school in Missouri, and then I got a degree in journalism. And 2009, when I graduated, was a bad year for newspapers. So I took the first job that I got, which was in Pittsburgh. So, but I'm glad I'm here. I really love it.
Well, great. Well, thanks to all of you for being here today. And you can learn more about Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh by going to bbbspgh.org. Anything special we should mention?
That's great. That's the website. BBBSPGH is our Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, if people want to follow all the good stuff that's going on with our organization as well. Last Sunday, Jules and Ellie were at this. We had our annual holiday party at the Thelma Lovett YMCA, and we had over 250 bigs and littles there just having just incredible memories, good times together. These guys were swimming for most of the time, but it's just so nice. I mean, a lot of times, you know, matches spend time on their own and do their own things on the weekends or weeknights, but to get to see 250 of our bigs and littles all together there at the YMCA, it's just always one of the best days of the year. It's just such an inspiring and touching day to see everyone together for that. And as we're going into next year, January 10th, we're kicking off the year. Our Bowl for Kids' Sake and Coalition's event is January 10th. I will mention that SLB is a former honoree from that event. The Coalition's as our partner of the year a couple years back. And as always, we're just so thankful to the Berger family and all of you guys here at SLB for all of your efforts to get the word out about Big Brothers, Big Sisters and allow people like Ellie to become immediate radio rock stars as she did today.
I'll say. Thanks. Anything else you'd like to say, Ellie?
Actually, yes. It's my they're at school for math class. We do this website, Think Through Math. And they do, like, charity donations. And I noticed that one of them, when the lady was, like, showing us about it, one of them was Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And it was cool that they were connected like that.
Good.
How nice. Isn't it nice when you see the world, like, consistency and connections?
Come full circle.
Yeah.
Like that. So that's terrific. And Jules, any parting words?
Oh, just thank you so much for having us. This was a blast.